23102, James and Billie Jean Stickles seek a special use exception and a variance for an accessory dwelling unit with a floor area greater than 1,000 square feet for 50% of the floor area of the single-family dwelling located on the same lot. Section 115-20A, 15C, 115-23, and 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Old Landing Road. The 911 address is 19661 Old Landing Road in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 190. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 175 square foot variance over the maximum allowable square footage for the ADU.
If you would please come forward.
Are they also seeking a special use exception?
James Stickles, 199661 Old Landing Road, Rehoboth Beach.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Floor is yours. You may present your case.
Okay. I purchased a half-acre lot on Old Landing Road due to I was retiring from Georgetown. We had our business in Georgetown for many years, and I was retiring, and I had some collector cars and some other collectible items, so I wanted to build a garage that was near. We live in Rehoboth, Rehoboth, and I wanted to build a garage near there. We found this property on Old Landing Road, and I came to the county and, you know, asked them about building something on it. They said it's less than an acre, so I would have to have a place for someone to live on the property also. So we did the expense of putting in a apartment above it. Now, for 3 years, nobody lived in it, in the apartment or anything. We didn't want to rent it, but we did decide to sell our house and just move, and so we have just one property. Didn't have a house and didn't have a have this garage separately, and we sold our house and we moved in, and we're in the apartment. Filed for a building permit for the new house and was approved and all, and then got a phone call the next day saying the building permit was canceled due to the apartment, and we're building a house on that property. So I contacted the contractor, and we made some calls into the county. I talked to a couple of different people, and they said if we go ahead and get the variance done, that we can go ahead and they'll go ahead and redo the building permit. So that's what we did. And the reason I didn't do the building permit or didn't do the variance before that was when I went to right before I got the building permit for the new house. I went to the county and was told, just go ahead and get the building permit for the house. You say you want to live in the house? I said, yeah. He said, live in the house. And then about 2 months before finishing the house up, moving in, apply for your variance then. Well, that's what I was going to do, so that's basically what it is. And we've paid our $70-some-hundred for water for the apartment, because they are saying now you have to have two sewer lines for if you have one of these garage apartments or whatever they call it now. ADU.
So to understand you correctly, you have been living in this apartment for 3 years?
No. November. End of November, yeah. Sold our house, and then moved into there, then started the process of building the house.
So you, when was the garage built, or when was the?
About 3 years ago.
Okay, so that was the 3 years. And you can only build that, you're saying, I'm going through your criteria. You said that build living facilities on the lot because the garage is less than an acre. That's correct.
The property's less than an acre, yes.
If I had to guess, maybe I could short-circuit this a little bit. My guess, so you previously had a vacant lot, is that right?
Exactly.
So the county will not allow you to just put an accessory structure on a property without a primary. So that's probably why the county told you at that time that if you were going to put a garage on there, you need to have some living space.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's where you had this garage studio or apartment space with the garage.
Right.
Okay, and now you're seeking to build a dwelling on the property.
We're building.
But because you're building the dwelling on the property, that the size of the apartment that you currently have exceeds the county square footage requirement of 1,000 square feet. So you need a variance from that request, and you also need a special use exception because your current apartment will become an accessory dwelling unit rather than the primary dwelling.
Yeah.
Does that all sound right?
I assume that's right, yeah.
Okay.
That's what we have the application for.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I understood it and everybody here understood it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. So basically it's 175 feet we're talking about. I understand that correctly.
That's correct.
And the special use. And,
yes, correct. What are your plans? Just say this is approved tonight and you build the house.
We're going to move into the house, and I don't know what we're going to do with the apartment. We didn't want to rent it out after building it because we didn't want somebody to come in there, and you heard so many things about it. So I don't know if we're going to keep it for when family comes or maybe a long-term rental for like nursing or something like that. We don't know. But we're very particular about the way we keep the properties. And so I'm not sure what we're going to do with it. But we like to keep it as an apartment.
Okay. It's kitchen, bathroom, everything, just like
yep.
Set up like a home. Thank you.
And is that what you're currently living in while you're waiting for your house?
Yes, we are. Yeah. It's a two-bedroom apartment with, like you say, a kitchen and a bathroom.
Right.
Living room. I think there was a picture of it somewhere. Okay, the bottom one. The bottom is, that's the house, I believe. No, there you go. That's it. That's right. There's the garage, and there's the apartment. On the other, it's like half and half. One half's attic, and one half is the apartment.
It's looking building. Questions? Sharp.
The neighborhood that you're in, what surrounds you?
Right next to me, they have the same exact situation, but they rent it out weekly. They have a garage apartment, but theirs is in the front, and then they just recently purchased property and built a house behind it, and they rent them all out for it. And across the street, they have a...
No, Ms. Norwood, has that got out of approval, do we know?
I'm sorry, which property was that?
The neighboring property that he was referring to, do we know if that has an approval? It very well may, I'm just curious for the record.
I'm sure it does because...
I think it might have...
He sent a letter around.
Under the other...
The garage studio apartment.
If
yeah, I know
remember.
We had a lot there, so...
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that we...
Yeah, I didn't research that, but
then,
it looks like it was that property that...
Property across from that house, across the road, that's rented out as weekly. Also, across the street, there's a garage apartment that's rented out. And then next to it, there It's Warrington Street and Old Landing Road, and that's bed and breakfast.
Do you have any HOA or restrictive covenants?
No.
Have you had any discussions with your neighbors about this?
No, not really, except for one neighbor next to me that's built a house similar to what I have.
And
it's hard to talk to anybody there. They're all weekend people. You don't know who's the owner and who's not.
I understand that. I live in a community like that myself.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm guessing you built this prior to the ADU ordinance being approved. Is that right?
Yeah, I didn't. When we built it, it was a garage apartment. You know, I didn't even know what an ADU was.
Okay. All right.
And only because county required it. I wouldn't have put one there if they hadn't required it.
You mentioned you're going to have a separate sewer connection to that.
That's correct.
Is that right? Are you going to have separate water as well?
Yes.
How about parking? Are you going to have a dedicated parking space?
Yeah, it's a pretty good parking area right now. And the way the house is, this is about a 30-foot paved area, and there's a paved driveway comes. Okay, the garage for the house would be right here. So you just use the same parking area for there.
All right, I have no further questions.
Are there any further questions from the board?
You made mention that the garage is full of antique cars.
When I built it, I had a couple of Corvettes and I had a T-Bird and I had a Nissan Pal. I still have the Nissan Pal, and I've got one Corvette. And then my wife took one of the other garages since we moved there, and I took the other one. So I've got two cars right now. Then I have also antique toys all through it.
I just didn't know when we were talking about parking, if one of the bays would be available for
no.
If a family member come down. just something like that.
I get that asked a lot.
Thank you.
Any further questions? If you would please have a seat in the front for us. Is there anyone present who was in favor of case number 13102? We have one. Would you like to speak? Okay. We have one in favor. Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13102? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13102 for Mr. James and Billie Jean Stickles for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during this public hearing and for the following reasons. The property is unique in its physical conditions. It was designed to be a garage originally and now has been changed up to have a house put on it. So that has caused this to happen as part of the county's requirements, and the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County zoning code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of this property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, as stated earlier. The variance will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modifications to the regulations. And also, I'm in approval to the special use condition that will be needed to have the ADU on this property.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Lovengood?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13102 has been approved in both parts, the variance and the special use exception. Have a good evening.
Thank you very much.
Good night, sir.
Additional business? Congratulations.
Motion to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor?